Well, it's 5:27 a.m. Central African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning here in Johannesburg. Well, let's go to Cape Town this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Kapstad. I see Hajabu used to be saying, please ask Mufti Saab if he is viewing the views from Table Mountain. And Brother Dawood Mota says, please ask Mufti Saab to bring some cook sisters. Ustad, it's a beautiful morning here in Johannesburg. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Junaid Dawood Mota and our Riyad Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother Junaid, if you can just sort out, I'm getting so much feedback here on my phone, so if you can just sort that out, please. Okay, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Shawwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter number 26, and verses number 14 to verse number 17. However, before we start with today's lesson, we need to understand one issue properly. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe, and that is the main stream Muslims in the whole entire world, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala selected the prophets and messengers. They were not elected by people. Thereafter, remember, all Anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'asum. That Almighty Allah by divine decree protected them from all types of sin and all type of vices. Yes, mistake they could make. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mistake in Salat also. So to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, there could be error in judgment as well. But to say a sin, no. Never ever does any prophet messenger selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commit a sin. So we must be clear on that issue and the consensus on that matter. Second issue, we must know that when Nabi Musa alayhi salam was there in Egypt, so he wanted to separate a person belonging to the Israelites from the Kipti, from a person belonging to the people of the Pharaoh. And then he tipped that person, and فَقَضَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, and then that person died. So now they made propaganda as though as Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, committed premeditated murder, Allah forbid. And therefore he left Egypt and went to Midian. After spending 10 years there, getting married to the daughter of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, this is his return journey back to Egypt now. Also by divine decree, Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala informed him, this is your duty, your function, and your brief. So this is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala is commanding him. He is begging and asking Almighty Allah, what should I do in these type of situations and instances? So chapter number 26 and verses number 14 to verse number 17. So he, Almighty Allah, said, you go to the people of Pharaoh and give them da'wat and tabligh. Invite them and propagate the true message to them. So he said, chapter 26, verse number 14, وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ, that for them, that is the Pharaoh and his Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, against me, ذَنْبٌ, they have said an alleged crime, According to them, they say I'm guilty of murder, Allah forbid. فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ So I fear that they will kill me. They will commit homicide because they will say life for life. But everybody knows and Almighty Allah knows the best that I did tap that person and that person died and passed away. It had nothing to do with deliberate action, intentionally premeditated murder. It was a mistake and a mistake can happen. Almighty Allah reassures him, nay, it will never be. They will never be able to touch you and cause you harm. فَذَهَبَا بِآيَاتِنَا Both you brothers, Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, both of you go, بِآيَاتِنَا with my signs. Now here you must always remember and take cognizance of the following. The Torah was only revealed to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. And whilst all these verses come of Ayatina, it does not refer to the verses of Torah. It refers to the symbols and the signs and the miracles which Almighty Allah conferred on Moses, Nabi Musa, Islam, that his hand Mubarak and the blessed hand will become white, the stick will become a serpent and a snake. So that is what is meant. So both of you go, the ayatina with my miracles, inna ma'akum mustami'un. I am definitely also listening, and no harm will come to the two of you. So now they were reassured. Fa'atiya fir'auna faqula. So both of you go to the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator, and address him and say, Inna Rasulu Rabbil Alameen, that indeed we are the messengers of the sustainer, nourisher, provider of all the world. And an arsil ma'ana bani Israel, and these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Israelites, whom you have kept in bondage, whom you have kept in slavery, you must release them and you must liberate them, emancipate them. And that is what we are telling you. And get off your high horse that you are the divinity in form of humanity, that you are God as you claim. Ana Rabbukum Ala, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one and only the creator of the entire universe. What did you create? So it was to give him that message and to liberate the people of the Israelites and so forth. So, but he feared that what will happen, but Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed him, you go and convey the message. So they conveyed the message. And what happens tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue with it. On this Mubarak, blessed day of Friday, Jumu'ah, let us take you around the world with news, views, and interviews. And inshallah, you'll be up to speed with what's happening. Number one, Turkey joins the nuclear club. So remember that you know the five permanent members, America, Russia, France, Britain, all of them, and China. And now you have India, Pakistan, North Korea, and so forth. And now Turkey also belongs to the club. U.S., America speaks too much about democracy and human rights, but they themselves are hiding more than 100 Russians and keeping them in the American jails and prison. How they have my brothers there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, more than 20 years and no due process. They have not been charged, but they were waterboarded. They were tortured, persecuted by this so-called civilized country, America. So they are the biggest terrorists, remember that. And you see my sister there in the hellhole, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. So make special dua for her also. Then remember another shaitan in Harami, Macron. He talks too much. So they remember people protested against him and they called him all names. They showed him the middle finger. So what happens? So after making all these rude gestures, so now they charged them and they arrested them. So that shows so much concern for freedom of expression and freedom of speech and so forth. When they want to make a mockery against Islam, Muslims, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, then it's freedom of expression, freedom of speech. But when people make a mockery of them, then when they call him Hitler, then he want to charge the people. All hypocrites and double standards, this whiteies. And Biden threatens North Korea with annihilation. Can you believe that? He says, if you don't stop all this activity of yours, we will blow you and bomb you to the Stone Ages. So that is exactly the point they're making. Who gives you the right to be the policeman of the government of the world? Who gave you the right to go and bomb people when you don't like them? Just go into Iraq, Bush and Blair, and murder over a million people, half a million children. Who gave you the right to do so? You should pay people to be called to the International Criminal Court and war criminals. 100% you fit the bill. And then we see that Putin. This is a story here in Cape Town. Last night I came back late and they had load shedding till 10 o'clock, so I had to wait. And then I said, I'll do all of my homework. So yeah, you know, Cape Town in South Africa, all 9 provinces. So 8 provinces are ruled by the ANC and Western Cape is ruled by the DA. DA 100% Jutla. And if and they follow Israel, remember that they love Israel. So they say if Putin comes to South Africa and if he comes to Cape Town, then they, the Western Cape government, will arrest him. So my question to you, I am in Cape Town and you're listening to me also. So you must remember, so if the Jutlas, the Haramis, still terrorists and war criminals come, Natali Bennett, who said, I killed many Arabs and there's no problem in that. And Bibi, you know what Bibi is doing there to the Palestinians and so forth and what he did in the past. And then all these other characters, you must remember the war criminal Smotrich. He's called war criminal by the Haaretz newspaper. And then you must remember this guy Ben-Gvir. If they have to come to South Africa, this is the question I'm posing to the Western Cape government, to the DA. Will you arrest all these thugs and terrorists and war criminals? So where's your consistency? Yes, Putin on February 24th last year, he invaded, you must remember, Ukraine. But Palestine, for 75 years, they have been invaded. Palestine, for 75 years, the squatters, the Haramis are there. And every day they steal something of the Palestinians. So when do you speak against them? I mean, if you want justice, we must have fair play. We must level the ground, you know. Look at the Haramis, what they did. There's a person from Germany, a dual citizenship. So he's a Palestinian and a German. They deported him from the airport there in Israel after being held for 32 hours. That's what they do. So I've been through all this myself. So you must remember, they'll detain you, they will interrogate you, and so forth. But alhamdulillah, I showed no fear, and so forth. And I answered them everything they wanted to know. I told them, you can ask me anything, and I'll be honest to you. So they always try and confuse you. They'll ask you this way, that way. So what Allah said, nothing can happen. They always will be disgraced. See this story. It got nothing to do with Palestinians and the Jutas and Haramis. This is a story you must remember, Israeli and Israeli. So the Israelis, remember, they ambushed one Israeli minister and now they locked them up. So the people hate this government. The Israelis, the Jutlas, majority of them hate this government. And therefore, they cannot last. In this year, you will see there will be elections again in Israel. Why? Because Quran says so. Chapter number 59, verse number 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a, kulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are all fragmented and disunited. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They are a people who got no brains and no intelligence. How can you have brains when you enslave people for 75 years? You dumped 2 million people, remember, in Gaza. And they got no rights. The airspace belongs to you. You can come and bomb them to pieces whenever you feel like. You send out 6 million people with Palestinians in the diaspora. Therefore, I love the article Gideon Levy wrote. All you Muslims and every person of justice, you should be reading this in the Haaretz newspaper of yesterday. I saw it last night. He, Gideon Levy, a journalist, a great writer in the Haaretz newspaper, says there can be no day of independence for Israel without the Nakba, the huge catastrophe for the Palestinians. 14 May, they say they're going to celebrate 75 years of independence. But they don't tell you the millions of Palestinians, either they massacred them, either they expelled them, either they are in detention without trial. So many things are there for the whole world. But because he's a Jutla, he's a Harami, he's a Jew, so now the world media, all these Western countries are accomplice in this crime. So we must say it as it is. Today is Friday, alhamdulillah, between 10 and 10:30. Remember that Maulana Arafat has a program for the nikah announcement. So any of you, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren getting married, send your nikah invitation now. 084-786-3132, and inshallah, I send Maulana about 3 or 4 or so invitations, and remember that you also should send it. So inshallah, it will be announced between 10 and 10:30 this morning, inshallah. I'm here for a nikah tomorrow, inshallah. Our brother Muhammad Khan, and you know, his son, Wasim Khan, inshallah, Wasim is getting married here in Cape Town tomorrow, so therefore, I'm here, inshallah, Aziz. Okay, yesterday was an exciting day. I want all you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, to listen. After Fajr, we had a program there at Markaz Madani, Dr. Nazir Ahmed's place, MashaAllah, till Ishraq. We read Ishraq and came back. After Zohar, we read Zohar Salat at Mowbray Masjid. Yeah, Cape Town has a great, fascinating history for us Muslims. 1891, that masjid was built. In 1991, they refurbished it, renovated it. So I met the Imam, Imam Yusuf Pandey, and we met many a time during Hajj. So I told him, Imam, I just want to ask you a few questions. So number one, what's your age? He said, 83 years old. I said, how many Hajj you performed? He said, 49. And this year he's going for Hajj at the age of 83 for 50th Hajj, consecutive Hajj, 5-0. I don't know of any person in South Africa who has performed 50 Hajj. And he's still strong, mashallah, 83 years old. He's Imam there of that masjid for 53 years, subhanallah, Imam Yusuf Pandey. I asked him, Sheikh Imam, how long are you a member of the Mankakers? You know the Crescent Society, the Moon Samis. You don't understand Afrikaans. So the people who sank the moon, and they have a great fascinating history. For more than 75 years, every month they go, whether it's snowing, whether it's raining, whether it's wind or whatever, they go here and they observe the crest. Not one Muslim country, not one Arab country does that. None of them got that record. But here in Cape Town they got. So fascinating person, you know. So then he told me I should give some short talk and so forth after the. After Asr, our ulama from Darul Newcastle, mashallah, they're opening a branch here, Darul Furqan, for Monday they will start. So then we went there also to make dua. And then the last night's program, mashallah, in Masjid Quba, very well attended, Deva Mona Yazid Abdul Jafar. Today's program, inshallah, that is not 5 minutes from here, is Masjid Zakaria. Haji Ahmed Nahuda was responsible for that. They named it after Hazrat Sheikh. So we'll go there, we'll have a program there. Then around 11:15, 11:17 or so, the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah. Today is Sheikh Usama Khayyat. And then I'll go there to Jamia Usmania, inshallah Aziz. That's it, Pontival. And then 12:45 is lecture till 1:15. And the Jummah khutbah and Salat, inshallah. And tonight will be after Maghrib, that Anwarul Islam, where our Mawla Ilyas is, Bashir Nisan. So that's our program for today. Allah Jalla will make it easy. I am here in Rondebosch, and a very, very nice place, mashallah. Wonderful apartment, luxury apartment, and so forth. Just near Islamia Masjid. So Allah Ta'ala reward all our ulama and all our brothers to make all these arrangements for us. Gee, we can carry it now, inshallah.
Who said, I've got a sister, Sister Daisy. She says, who is the angel that releases Satan? Ustad.
So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala does not need anybody in his entire creation in the universe. But Almighty Allah is showing us that we, as human beings, remember we are very weak. Almighty Allah is Qawiyun Aziz, all-powerful, almighty. So he does not require anybody but me and you. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala remember created human being with weakness, and now he delegated certain duties to specific angels. For example, the revelation that comes to the prophets and messengers, that brief, that responsibility is given to the archangel, and that is Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, the wind, the rain, yesterday it was raining here in Cape Town for a few hours in the morning. So that, remember, is Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam. And then death. We say that the angel of death, Malakul Maut. So he comes, he gives death on the appointed time and the appointed place, and nobody can do anything about it. So like that, there are millions and billions and zillions of angels. Everyone has got specific duties, you must remember. So when Ramadan starts, that shaitan, that the marad to shayateen, the big, big rebellious shayateen, they are put in chains and locked up and so forth. But once the moon is sighted for Shawwal, then they all are free. So therefore, one moon comes, our mosques are full. The next moon comes, the mosque gets empty. So remember, these are different angels given various different tasks.
Ustad, Raymond says that, did Saddam Hussein do any good things for the Middle Eastern countries, Ustad?
He did very good things. You must remember that if you go there to Iraq, you will see that they belong to NAM, the Non-Aligned Movement. And remember, he built the biggest hotel there in the whole of Iraq, Funduk al-Rashid. That we stayed there in 2000. We stayed there for 6 days. And remember that he had all these kuffar Shias under control. Shias are people who swear and curse the greatest companions and students of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They legalize mut'a and prostitution. Khomeini la'anahu Allah. Khomeini is not Muslim. So you must remember, they use the name of Islam for their hidden agenda. It's an Iranian revolution, not an Islamic revolution. Khomeini writes, I have all these books, I don't speak from my pocket. In Tawdihul Masahil, he writes that you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. In Zubdatul Ahkam, all books of Khomeini, he writes that when the muta is finished, prostitution is finished, La tawarutha bainahuma. There's no such thing as inheritance between them. It's hit and run job. Bang, wham, thank you, ma'am, business. And then, wala itta alayha. There's no iddat in all that. So 100% in Zubdatul Ahkam, we wrote that. I have all these books. So remember, we don't speak from our pocket. So therefore, we say that Saddam, he did very good work. And remember, he made mistakes. But he passed away as a Sunni. He passed away with a kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So therefore, these two presidents, we will make dua for them. President Saddam Hussein, rahimahumullah, Allah jalla wala grant him jannatul firdaus al-a'la. And Hafiz, President Muhammad Mursi of Egypt, for him we make special dua as well. Rahimahumullah, Allah jalla wala grant him jannatul firdaus. Khomeini, chapter 9, verse 79, when you mock and you ridicule the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you mock them, sakhir Allah minhum, walahum azabun alim. Allah will mock you and dispatch you to a certain place there in the hellfire, a horrible, terrible place, you must remember, in hellfire. Khomeini dies. And then what happens? Then millions of people who were there for his funeral, his whole coffin and shroud and everything open, saw on TV, everything. How Almighty Allah humiliated him. Everything of his exposed to the world media. When I went there, it was first of Rabiul Awwal, a Monday, and I landed in Tehran. So my driver Zahri, it was just him, my wife and myself. First stop, he took me there, where Khomeini is buried. And they have 91 meters, you know, not feet, 91 meters, minarets, you know, the long, long towers there. So I asked him, why so tall it is? He said, no, it's to remind people that Khomeini was 91 years old. So we went inside, they told me, there's Khomeini's grave. So I told him, I don't pray, he's not a Muslim, he's a kafir. I told him, he's not a Muslim, he got the shock of his life. I asked him what these people are doing here. So they say that no, they put a glass enclosure and they're throwing money. I say, who take this money? Now he starts speaking like my language. He say they all corrupted these people, they steal the money. I said, then you telling me I must go pray there. So we went on other side, we read Salat there. I said, come take me now to Qum. I don't want to go to all these places here. So this is how they make their propaganda. So Saddam Hussein did a sterling job against the Kuffar Shias, and for that alone, Allah will forgive him. And he read Kalima, mashallah, and Muqtada Sadr and the Americans were there. They said they're giving the Muslims a Eid present. We were in Hajj, and the next day we saw that what happened and so forth. So inshallah, the day will come when we will hang Bush and Blair and all these war criminals and Benjamin Netanyahu and all of them in public on Christmas Day and tell them we're going to give them a Christmas present, the haramis.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, can you tell me whether one can combine the six Shawwal fast with the fast of the white days of Shawwal, Ustad?
Yeah, there are three issues. Issue number one is Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh. Let me explain to you about this personality. One distinction he has, no one in the world will ever obtain. When the Master Habibunah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, the central, the Naqa, the she camel, Habibunah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave it, fa innaha ma'mura. So wherever it stops, I'll stay there. The sheikh camel stopped right in front of the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh. He's the first host of the Mahatma alayhi salatu salam in Medina Munawwara. In the latter portion of his life, he goes to Istanbul. And this is around the year 4950. Some books write 49, some write 50 after Hijrah. He passes away there. Who's the Amir of that Jaish? Who is the Amir of that army there? It is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's son Yazid, who our people cursed. He committed crimes, we don't say no, but he did good also. So Yazid then was the leader of that army there. Sahaba were under him. He, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari Sahabi, told Yazid, when I pass away, you must perform my Salatul Janazah. Who study Asma'ur Rijal, Asma'ur Nisa, the profile of Sahaba, Tabi'in, and then you will understand facts and not propaganda, herd mentality, just go follow the Pied Piper. So he, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith reported by Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu anh, and the hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmed. Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'u sittam min shawwal, kanat siyam al-tahab. Whosoever kept all the fast of Ramadan, 29 days, 30 days, and thereafter, you must remember, you followed it up with the six fast of Shawwal, consecutively or intermittently, that's your choice. It is like you kept fast the whole year. So if you want to keep the six fasts and combine it with Monday, Thursday, combine it with 13, 14, 15, Ayyamul Bees, the white days, all that is permissible according to everybody. However, two things we must take cognizance of. That first, you must ensure you kept all your Ramadan fast. So if you miss this Ramadan fast, this year, 1444, 2023, so first keep the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fast, and then you keep the fast of Shawwal. So that is the first thing. Second thing is, can you make intention, for example, tomorrow, Saturday, that you want to keep Qaza, and you want to keep Shawwal fast, you keep one but make double intention. So majority scholars say it's not permissible. The Hanafis, Hanbalis, and all of them say not permissible. However, the Shafi'is, they say it is permissible. So we should understand what is fiqh and the jurisprudence and the fatwa and verdict on those issues. So when you keep qaza, you keep qaza only and don't mix it up with other fasts. That is the verdict of majority jurists and scholars.
So I've got a revered brother from Escort. He says that what is the purpose of Istima and Jamaat? Are we not supposed to be inviting non-Muslims to Islam, Ustad?
I'll answer that question now, my brother Junaid Mota. Yeah, just sort this thing out because I'm getting so much feedback in yesterday's fit program also, which I did with Suleiman Esop. We did Ziyarat of Medina. The whole program went like this. Even now I'm seeing, I'm speaking and all the feedback is coming to me. But But anyway, we carry on now. My brother, let me explain to you, then you will understand things properly. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive wahi revelation. The Master alayhi salatu salam received the revelation of this verse. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ That you, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who warn your family that are the nearest family of yours. So the Master alayhi salatu salam went. You know Makkah Mukarramah, my brother, I don't know if you've been there or not. So there is the Kaaba also, the Baytullah, and then on the one side you find Safa and Marwa, the two hills there. So the Master alayhi salatu salam went after receiving this verse here, chapter 26 and verse 214. So chapter 26, verse 214. Some called the tribes and assemblies, come here, and so forth, and believe in me, I am selected by Almighty Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا, and believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, you will be successful. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chacha, uncle, kaka, the paternal uncle, Pastor Brur, Abu Lahab, his name Abdul Uzza. So he said, Alihada jamaatana, for this you gathered us here, tabbalaka, Allah forbid. He told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. So Almighty Allah revealed Surah Abu Surah Lahab and condemned him for Jahannam and condemned his wife also. So you must remember that. So in that way,
Ustad, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Ustad. Can you hear me, Ustad?
I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
Gee, Ustad, I think there is something wrong with the phone lines. I did tell Ajibu Yusuf to just to double check. Ustad, there's a question that came.
I'm answering the question of that brother about Ishtima.
Okay, Ustad.
All right. So the Prophet ﷺ invited the non-Muslims, and then Abu Lahab said that, then Almighty Allah revealed, remember chapter 111, Surah Lahab, and spoke about how Abu Lahab and his wife all will be dispatched to Jahannam. So you are right. We must take the message to the non-Muslims. That's what we are doing now. So now we are conveying the message to the non-Muslims. That is the function of the ulama and the scholars. As far as the masses go, the public, who was dhikr fa inna dhikratan fa ul mu'minin. Remember, you must make the dhikr, remind one another. Because reminding one another is very, very beneficial for the believers. So therefore, brother, that the work of Dawat Tabligh is the greatest work that took place in the past century. Go and read the book by Maulana Abul Hasan Najmi, The Life and Mission of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh and Nawwar al Marqadahu. He started this work in 1925-1926 there in Mewat. It's 100 years now Islamically. And see, I've been to so many parts of the world, South America and where. If it wasn't for the Tabligh Jamaat, millions, not thousands, millions of people should have left Islam. And the public I'm speaking about. So therefore, brother, wherever Ijtima takes place and you are there, you must go. I'm here in Cape Town, so Wednesday night I went to the Ijtima, but now I'm here. So now today the Ijtima will start in Azadville. If you are there, go, mashallah. If you are in Durban, Monday, Tuesday, go there. So wherever you are, we will 100% encourage the people to participate in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. So our function is a dual function. Number one, to remind the Muslims and to take Islam to the non-Muslims. But you don't expect the public to take Islam to the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims will ask questions and what answer they will give. People can't even read Quran properly. People don't even know the rudiments and basics of Islam. So therefore, that the ulama have to do to take Islam to the masses, to the non-Muslims, and remember Muslim public, and remember we remind one another. So therefore, you must make dua for the ijtimas wherever they are taking place. So inshallah, today between 8:30 to 9, our brother Shafat Ahmad Khan will interview Mufti Aku, and inshallah 11:15 or so, we will go to Makkah. Sheikh Usama Khayyat, and then I will go here to Bontival for the Jummah, and tonight in Anwarul Islam, inshallah, where Mawlana Ilyas is. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.